The joke I was about to make was not Legion coming through and buying all your houses you were trying to all cash.
Yes, cash offer. He didn't have proof of funds, but he sure did snatch that house right from our fingers. Right up.
Amber came through for him.
Good God.
Well.
Welcome to
our open tabs.
My name's Jess.
I'm Mara.
And I'm excited about today's topic.
This one we had the spoons for because
It's had the internet alight for the last few weeks. And I was like, oh yeah, I could talk about it more.
I could talk about Risa Tisa and Legion.
I dug to the bottom of my bag and I said, well, let you look at those couple of spoons I got in there. And I pulled them out just for today.
Pulled them right up. This one has Tisa's name on it. And shout out to my friend Kim because she was already texting me last week and she was watching it like, you guys were going to talk about this, right? Whenever you come back. And I was like, don't worry, we're already texting.
Of course.
Yes.
What a, and people say the social media, like what a gift. What a gift.
Right when I needed it, right when my spirit was so broken from seeing all the horrors of Palestine and Sudan and just all she said, right when I needed it, Miss Risa Tisa just laid her hand on my forehead and said, child, I have a blessing to bestow upon you.
She was like, happy Black History Month, Jessica. Happy early birthday. Happy early Women's Month. I was like, wow, Risa, girl, thank you.
And it will take, you know, it's a blessing that will take 6 hours of your life, but it will feel like a moment.
Man.
Do you want to summarize? At first,
I was trying to avoid it. So this was a story told to us. I don't, you know what's bad? I don't know her real name.
I think her real name is Teresa. That's my guess.
Okay. Risa Tisa, Miss Teresa.
Miss Tisa.
And at first, the first couple of days, I saw people talking about some, I'm on part something of 50. And I was like, I'm not watching that.
Me too. Yep.
And then my friend was like, girl, I'm on part 18 and you have got to start. And I was like, so I was walking Nigel. She was like, just put it on 2x speed. And because each video was 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So there was an introduction and then there was like 52 parts.
Yeah. How many parts did it take for you to be hooked?
One.
It took me a few. It took, I would say, by part three. I think right when she found out she was pregnant was when I was like,
oh, okay.
Oh, girl. Like, this is not
that. Okay. Truly hooked, probably that. But like, I was like, okay. Like, where the first one, there was enough foundation laid that I was like, how do we get 52 parts out of this that I kept? And so I would say, truly flabbergasted, snatched into the story, part three. So I was walking Nigel. So I was like, fine, I'll put it on. And, so a TLDR quickly, if you don't know, the story starts February
March
of 2020. So, you know, right before lockdown and the world shutting down, pandemic, the Pantene Pro-V, and she meets this man online, which side note, I didn't know there, did she say there was, it was Facebook dating or she just saw his Facebook? I didn't know that was a thing.
I haven't been on Facebook in years at this point, so I don't know. But yeah, she said, I think that they actually met or like connected through Hinge.
Okay.
Ooh, like God. They also matched on Facebook somehow.
Okay. I don't, and he had like,
if you've been on
names.
Facebook dating, let us know how that works.
I was like, is Facebook? I'm in like a bookbinding group on Facebook, but I just go there, check it, and get off. So I was like, I don't know about.
I don't trust dating. Mark Zuckerberg with giving me a decent partner.
No. Not at all. She meets this man. First date, you know, it was eventful. She had a flat tire, all this stuff before, but he seemed really nice. I was telling her all this stuff. And immediately, and she tells you in the beginning that there were a lot of red flags that she just was ignoring or like choosing to be like, looking past. She acknowledges, one of my favorite things about it is that she acknowledges consistently throughout the stories that she's telling that she was willing to look past red flags and just like really wanted to be in a relationship. Yeah. So she was like looking past a lot. And so that first
colored glasses on in the red flag factory. So you could not see them.
Yes. She was like, no peripheral. I'm only looking this way.
It's all red. So I
even though he was like, she was like, no.
Bless her.
And so just from what she said, they shared on like their first conversation on the first date, I was like, it seems to me that he's laying a big foundation, a lot of backstory. But fast forward 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And the lockdown thing is coming. It's like, and she was saying they didn't want to go through this lockdown alone. So he moves in with her.
Yeah.
2 weeks into her home, into her Christian home.
Yes.
And she continues to tell us a story and about all these things, because he lies, of course. And all of how he was doing this job and he was looking for a house. And so since they were dating and they were feeling all these emotions, they should look for a house together. And that he had this super high budget because he had this printout letter.
Printer. He was a regional manager.
Printer. Of the unpaid actor in this story.
This man loves two things, and that is a printer and Google Images. They are his accomplices in this heist.
Lock him up. So he's saying that he like had this good job. He's being promoted to VP at this condiment factory.
Yeah, exactly. VP of ranch. We don't know.
This is in Hotlanta also for the ATL. He promises her all of these things. She gets pregnant early on. She, I guess, you know, if you haven't listened to the story, like, where have you been? You're going to have spoilers. She had a miscarriage.
If you have not heard it, pause now. Come back 6 hours from now when you're done.
It's worth it.
It is worth your time. Even if you do it at like 1.5 speed.
She's a great storyteller.
She's a great storyteller, and it is worth a listen.
She keeps you engaged.
Yeah.
And you might want to get a notepad if you can't follow things easy, because she's like, that's important.
Yeah.
And you want to be like, oh, I'm going to write that down.
Yeah.
Shantae. But yeah, so all of these things, I mean, they're moving fast, moving in together, looking for a house. She got pregnant. She unfortunately had a miscarriage. He's still lying to her about all of these things, saying he, saying he's going to get her this vehicle. Like, she continues to look past it. She like catches him and lies. And she even says that she was like, I'm going to allow him to lie his way out of, like, I want to see how he gets out of this. And he just lied about it. And she's like, okay, I'm going to go with it.
She was pregnant, and she is it's important context. She is very religious. Mm-hmm. So I think that is also a big factor in her mindset of like, I'm living with this man. I'm going to have a baby with this man.
Yeah.
We got to get married. Like, we got to make this legit. Yeah.
At one point I was like, wait, did I miss the part where he proposed? And she
heard that.
She's like, no.
Okay. I'll tell you.
She said briefly in the story, she was like, it wasn't anything. Did I watch the live? Because I heard her say that it was not like a grand proposal. Like, he had her, they went to the jewelry store to like pick out rings that she liked. And then just at dinner one night or something, he was just like, gave her the ring.
He literally just gave her one of the rings and said, you're going to be my wife. And it turns out Miss Tisa has an allergy to like cheap jewelry, like nickel plated jewelry, and she got a rash, and that's how she found out it was a fake.
Oh my god! No, I missed that.
From Amazon. Moment of silence.
Oh my god, that's even worse.
This is around the time she found out about peaches, probably. So, or the lady on Facebook Messenger.
Jesus.
Anyway.
The ring.
But and they go through, I would say, conservatively 5 cycles of trying to buy a house and it falling through for
two realtors. Yeah. Those poor realtors. Three.
Plus his fake friend realtor.
Oh, yes. I forgot.
Three realtors and a fake realtor. So that's four.
Because he kept saying, so again, we said the printer and Google Images, his best friend, his accomplices. Because from when she met him, he had this statement that was supposed to be from Chase Bank that said he was approved for up to $750,000 for a mortgage. Oh, also very important. He also told her that he had multiple bank accounts, savings accounts, and an offshore account.
Because
you know, he played arena football.
He made his money playing arena football. Which, this is the one that I really do have to fault her for. Like, of all the things that I'm like, she looked past it. The football thing, if you're dating someone and they say they used to play football, would you not, just from like a pure like thirst perspective, I would immediately go try to look up the pictures of them like all like beefed up in their uniform. Yep. And she would have immediately found out, A, he didn't play arena football, and B, that arena football players make like $17 an hour.
Yeah. At least even from that, even if it wasn't, I want to see him and like, ooh, I want to show off and show people my man plays football. Because I know a lot of people don't know what arena football is, so I would have been like,
What is that? Like that is the one that I do, like, legit. I'm like, that's not you ignoring a red flag. That's just you not having normal human curiosity.
None. Zero. Yeah. Zip, zilch. And I just, oh, sorry, the offshore account from a regular person is cracking me up.
He's like, everyone knows you do that. Everyone does that to avoid paying taxes. It's
of
like,
course. Okay, sir. Okay. So he had all this money, she thought, and he would be able to, he would show her statements or what she thought were checking account statements again.
Yeah.
Screenshots.
Like saving, checking. He's paying all the household bills.
Yes. So he did have a job. Was he a VP at a condiment company?
We'll get there.
But even if. Like, for some reason, the bank was like, we will let you get an up to $750,000 mortgage. Why would I do that? Why would I be at the top of my budget and get a mortgage that expensive?
So, okay, I do want to caveat. I do make a nice salary. But at the time I even got this mortgage, I was making probably 20% less than what I make now. And they offered me a $600,000 mortgage.
Ooh.
Like, it's not... If you have okay credit and some money to put down for the down payment, like, these banks...
They're like, sure.
Don't you remember the 2008 mortgage crisis? Like, they are not responsible.
Get in debt. Come on.
How much mortgage they're giving to people.
Like, $750. And I was
told me that, I was like, who on my salary buying a $600,000 house? This is crazy.
And I'm sure people do that. And then entire check.
Yeah.
And then taxes and insurance... As I'm just sitting there flabbergasted, I don't remember. Did she ever say what she? I know she had a job, but what did she do for work?
She worked at Georgia State Patrol.
Oh yeah,
and she's mentioned she has a degree in criminal justice. So I'm not sure. I get the impression she might be some kind of like administrator, or like,
because she like could pay her own bills and whatever. But she would mention like she needed his help for like the car and stuff like that. So she wasn't like swimming in money, but she could like take care of herself.
She mentioned at one point she was living paycheck to paycheck, and that she at one point had taken a second job working at Amazon. I'm under the impression that she had like just enough to get by with what she had.
Yeah,
but it was a stretch. So
yes.
So somebody coming in
paying your household bills.
Yes, allowing you to catch up on your credit cards and pay off your student debt a little bit and whatever.
Would be very nice.
Yeah.
And presumably, she obviously is attracted to this person, feels connected to this person somehow. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I guess if he had a great personality, I'm sure I would think he was perfectly fine looking.
Yeah.
Right? I mean... Personality covers a multitude of sins, you know?
It do.
The heart wants what it wants, Jess. We can't.
And rose-colored glasses with the desperation lenses in them.
And it's not like she hadn't been dating for a while, so I think her Meow Meow and may have been part of her thinking for her. He is 6'4", so I'm assuming, you know, I mean.
Do you know how, I know that she, do you know her age? Because I know, because she talked about obviously being Christian, being like, I'm getting maybe up there, but which can range depending on what, you know, the person thinking of how old they are without being with a partner. So I'm assuming that played into, but I don't know how old she is.
I think so. I am under the impression she was in like her late 30s because she mentioned that it was a high-risk pregnancy.
Oh, yeah.
So I think she must have been over 35, but not like...
Not yet in her 40s yet.
No, that's kind of the impression I get. And I will, like, whenever we get there, I definitely want to talk about the Christian aspect of it, because that is the part that I think is under-discussed of, like, the Southern Christian culture for women and how this impacted her decision.
Yes. Because, from, I mean...
I think she had some cultural pressure. I think her meow meow was lonely.
There were so many factors.
I think she was, like...
on this wheel of terrible decision making.
There was a confluence of events that allowed this to happen. The pandemic, for sure.
You know, women, even when I was in school, in college, I mean, and I don't know if they still say it now. I wouldn't be surprised, especially with like sororities, but in the South, you know, you was like, you're going to school for your MRS degree. You're going to meet a man to get married.
I was one of the only people I went to college with who was not married by 25. And I was very religious, so that was part of it. But, like, all of my college friends were married off by 25.
Insane.
They all have kids in middle school now, which is crazy.
Yeah, when I see that, there's a couple of people I graduated with who have, like, high school seniors because they had them, like, really young. Either
right
like,
out of,
yeah. And I'm like, excuse me? You have someone who's able to vote legally? That came from you?
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about what's the difference between being a man and being just a guy. And I feel like that's me. I guess I'm technically a woman, but I kind of feel like I'm just a guy. Just a girl. I'm just a little guy. I think I present to the world as a woman, but in my mind and heart, I'm just a little guy. Like, I'm not ready for this.
Just little old me.
Person. These houses keep falling through. She's getting increasingly suspicious. Somehow they do end up getting married again. I think it's like some pressure, like we'll get into that. And then almost immediately he cuts the dick game off, which I think she might, that's probably where, I think she may have been dickmatized. I think that's part of the problem here. So that gets cut off. So her blind, you know, the fog starts to lift a little bit. and then she finds out that he's been messaging these women on Facebook Messenger and like saying he wants to do all these nasty, she said nasty, but she, I think she just meant like not vanilla sex. And that, she's like, and he's not doing that with me. So I'm like, why are you trying to do this with these other women? Like when I've offered, you said no. I don't know what that means, but anyway. So they start to go to premarital marital counseling with the pastor and his wife. And even the pastor and his wife are like, y'all should not have gotten married. But
no.
We'll try to help you.
It's like, we're all for marriage, but in this case, no.
No. And then like slowly she starts to find out these things about like his social security number he put on their marriage certificate wasn't correct one. And when she gets the correct one, she finds out that he never lived where he said he lived. She finds out he has an additional ex-wife he never told her about. She finds out he doesn't have the number of siblings he says he has. And the ones he does have that he is supposedly having a conversation with every morning that she's listening to has never happened. So he's just sitting there pretending to talk to somebody on the phone
every
day. Every day.
And not like 30, 40 minute phone conversations he's having with no one.
With he himself.
And being like, oh yeah, Craig said hi. Oh, Tom, I said hi. Oh, Risa said hi.
And like, then she starts talking to his family and they're all like, he ain't shit. He ain't ever been shit. We don't fuck with him, but he's our family. She finds out that he is not the VP of Ranch. He just is like a forklift driver at the condiment factory. And she finds out that he is on probation from being in jail because he was impersonating an officer. She finds out he doesn't have the number of siblings he says he had. She finds out that he had said that his grandmother and his uncle had died of COVID during COVID, and both of those individuals had been dead for years.
Like, he also said his like stepchild with what his ex-wife had died. Yes.
Nope.
The man would.
He never played football at San Diego State or the Reina.
He never lived in the state of California. It appears
California. Never been to college. And she finds out that one of the this is wild. One of the brothers who did exist was not his little brother, but was in fact his twin, and the twin. Lives in Nashville, is the VP of Ranch, has the, you know, 5-bedroom house and the wife and the BMW. Like, he basically was pretending he had the life that his twin has.
Twin, where have you been? Yeah. This man, he was a private citizen, Mara, shouldn't fault him for that. That's why she couldn't find his information.
She didn't confront him about nearly as much of this stuff as I feel like she ought to have, like... I don't know. But one of the things she did confront him about was you never went to San Diego State and you never played football for them. And he's like, oh, my dad paid for me to be a private citizen. And she's like, what? And
there's like, no record of me.
Yeah, they don't keep records of you if you pay to be a private citizen. Like,
again, she has been very forthcoming with her taking part that she played. But I just have, because... To roll it back. Oh my God, Nigel, please. The house, I feel like it was the first or second house she found that he was lying because he kept saying like, oh, well, they had a realtor, but he was like, no, I wanted to use my friend to give him the commission, whatever. And they're supposed to like get an inspection and all of this stuff. And she goes to look at the house on Zillow or whatever. And it's saying like sold or whatever it says. And she called the person and they basically ended up telling her like it was old white couple who bought it. And so she knows they did not get the house, but she allows him to lie to her.
Yep.
And say, oh, like they were messing up the mortgage rate or whatever the interest rate.
She's like, okay.
And then he would keep my favorite things. He would never been later. They put in an offer. Like, it seemed like the houses kept getting more expensive that they were looking at for just two people. I'm like, why are you trying to buy a house this big? And he would say, oh, I want to put in an all cash offer.
Yeah.
And they got lucky on the first one because one of the things was like them finishing the basement or something. I think the house was like $600,000 and the seller didn't want to do that. But the guy's like, also the realtor asking for a proof of funds. And he's like, no, I will not show you that. Like, I'm not going to show you until the seller accepts the offer. Will I show you that I actually have the money to purchase it? And then they buy a house that's even more expensive.
And he was like signing these all cash offers, like legally binding, which I do get from her a little bit of like, at that point, she doesn't, because she does, she prefaces the whole thing by saying, this is a story about my pathologically lying ex-husband.
Oh, yes. So
you as the listener are primed to listen for the red flags in a way that in the moment, if you believe somebody is a
back-to-back
human, you're not signing a $700,000 all cash offer. If all you have is a pot to piss in.
You know more legal things than me. If that happened, let's say that first person, the house, $700,000, the seller accepted, would he like be in trouble or anything for like signing that and he doesn't have the money?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Like, I mean, if you just straight up, like, I guess you could probably be sued for like breach of contract. But like, you don't have no money, so that doesn't.
That's wild to me. And they basically like, we want proof of funds, and he was like, no.
He's like,
and then they had a different realtor who was a real one who was like, girl, why
are you playing? Amber was like, that's cute, but I'm not doing anything until you show me this proof of funds.
Yeah, and he was like, no. The other, this man does nothing but diabolical things, but some of the things that stand out to me. Or he told her he was going to get her a car. and they go looking at BMWs and Audis and
the
whatever.
Dark blue with the cognac interior is the BMW that she would like.
But wasn't it BMW? But then somehow he was like, no, let's get you an Audi.
Do an Audi instead. Yeah.
So
I think it was like a V8.
She thinks she's getting this because also he had been at BMW apparently buying his work
company
vehicle.
Car that company he car. Then doesn't keep at, he keeps at the office.
What?
And I never had a company car, so I don't really understand this. Okay.
And that doesn't make any sense.
Why do you get a company car? Like, what,
well,
what
I
is
had
the rationale
one.
Of even getting
it? The only reason I had one was because I was a field adjuster for insurance, so we had to drive to people's houses. For a regular VP in an office, I have no idea. But we had to drive to people's houses, so they had like a fleet of cars. So we had a Chevy Malibu. So they paid for the car, obviously, insurance, mileage, whatever. Okay. Well, you were supposed to put in what your personal miles were, and they would
Which
deduct
you did
that part
every month,
of course, yes. Accurately.
Yes.
And but I drove it, but it was like that. It was like you could drive it wherever, but just make sure you're driving. Obviously, like no one else can be driving your vehicle, but you take it home. You keep it like you use
yeah,
it on
you
the
don't
whatever.
Have to, like, drop it off at the fleet every
yeah.
day.
So for an office, no, especially in like the modern day, maybe in like the 1950s, that made sense to like the VP of a business would have. Obviously, he wasn't,
and
but
also,
like would have
just
a company
like,
car.
Logistically, this makes no because Atlanta notoriously horrible.
Atlanta
traffic.
Is 3 hours from Atlanta. So and someone who lives in Atlanta showed a map of like where they were. It would be like multiple hours because he was saying that he would drive his car from their home
like
to
south
this place.
Atlanta to in Midtown, so like the
switch
city
out.
Core switch it out
then
and
drive
then
north,
north
and then do and it all again.
Like as somebody who's had horrible hour-long like hour plus commutes, like if I could shave 60 seconds off of it, I would
yes.
take the back road. Do you know what I mean? Like nobody
yeah.
is signing up to daily have to add probably easily a half hour to their commute just to switch
yeah.
these out.
Someone showed it on the map at like, but they were looking at it in the wee hours of the morning and it already was like an hour and a half. She was like, so at prime time traffic, this would take hours.
It's
but
crazy.
He's, but he, you know, of course in that building where he's keeping his company car. But so he was saying like he was buying the company car, but you know, the person wasn't in the office to fax over to something. He wastes so many people's time. Like these
he
people at the dealership thinking they're
waster.
Getting sales,
mm-hmm.
these realtors thinking they're getting commissions. And so he tells her that he's getting her this Audi, but it's being delivered because, you know, custom ordered per. And
yeah.
she got to be home between, on this day, between these hours. So she makes sure she is there waiting for her ride. Oops, sorry. Waiting for her vehicle to be delivered. Do you think it's delivered? It's just not. And that, you wouldn't be.
Like, how does, and then she ends up just like, oh, I'll just get this on my own. And
she
gets
just
herself
got like
a
Nissan.
You how does
about
that,
me
what is
Audi?
The A to B on that? Like,
and I, nothing comes ever?
Like, if you and Andrew had spent all this time picking out a car and then it just never showed up, like, what?
Knuckle what sandwich.
And I mean, granted, Andrew is like a rational, non-pathologically lying person. So, like, I guess it's hard to even imagine this, but like,
yeah, but
I just don't understand because this was before they were married.
Yes, this is time we are wasting. You're getting my hopes up. We're looking, we're test driving, we're
yeah.
doing all of these things. And then nothing. And then she just has to buy.
And that's part of like what she kind of ultimately concludes is like he got off on like getting her hopes up and then
yep.
crushing them. Like yep. that was what was in it for him was
but
to crush her dreams.
There's got to be. I'm no psychiatrist, but I need that man evaluated and studied because there's got to be something wrong. This man
well,
took her to a random like, person's
yeah.
grave.
Oh my God.
To say it was his grandmother that died in COVID, that didn't. Some random person's grave he just took her to.
With the same last name. Crazy. He took her to a church that he said his parents founded. That was just a random trip. It was just a field trip. Like, I don't know.
He
did
just
see
loved
on his
driving.
Like, he is dedicated to the world building. We got to give him that. He has a whole universe.
He's like, let me set
detail.
It up for you. There's my office. Let me tell you how I get to work. Switch out my car. Go there. What I do all day. I'm sorry. I was in a meeting. I've got an assistant. He'll, oh,
David.
Rewind. when had her miscarriage, because, you know, he was just newly promoted VP. He's got his assistant. So she had, unfortunately, she had a miscarriage, but it was too far along. Like, basically, it was either like they do the DNC or like take this pill to like basically, you know, pass the rest of the fetus.
Yeah.
And she did that. She was, it was miserable pain. And then, but it still didn't get it all. So she had to have the DNC.
Yeah.
This man is like, oh, I got a meeting. You and know, like, I'm a new VP, so I'm busy.
Yeah. So he did not take her to her surgery. And granted, it was COVID. So, like, it was also a weird time in terms of, like,
yes.
nobody could go in with her. She had to do it by herself.
My sister can take you.
Who we later find out does not exist. So I have no idea who he thought.
Did you just gotta send an Uber?
I don't say, know. This is my sister. But so she's texting with him, and quote unquote David responds saying he can't come to the phone, and it's him. Like, we now know it's him. So, like, and then he
she's
leaves
out
her
of
there
surgery,
for 3 hours
in recovery, just waiting.
She was supposed to be there like an hour, and he made her wait there for 3. And like, it's just crazy because if he had told her from the jump. Now, the criminal history thing, I think, would have been a hard stop for her, period, it sounds like. But if he hadn't, let's say he hadn't told her that, but he just said, like, hey, I'm a forklift driver, you know, I'm trying to make my way
working.
Up in this company. He's still paying all the bills. Like, if he had told her, like, hey, I just really love going to open houses and seeing how, you know, other people live or, like, looking at them.
Which
I just think it's
fine. Because like, some people do that things, or like yeah. like to go look at homes and do stuff. You can, it's window shopping. Okay.
And she knew he was a forklift driver and he said like, I'm so sorry. I literally can't take time off to do this. Like I will lose my job if I do this, but I'm so sorry. And I will be there with you every step of the way to help you. Like none of this is stuff that couldn't be.
Nope.
Like she would still be very excited to have somebody paying half of the household bills and like. Mm-hmm. It's
and just
like,
not
it's
be so, lied to and expect someone to be coming and waiting there for 3 hours. Like
it's just so, I don't know. She did a follow-up video that she had talked to his brother again, and he had clarified that Legion, which is what she calls this man, had been diagnosed with bipolar schizophrenic disorder. And that apparently his parents stayed like out of retirement or came out of retirement to work longer to like try to help him stay on his meds. But then when they died, he like really went off the rails. Mm.
Oh,
so
I
that,
didn't see
that definitely
that makes
like,
a lot of sense.
Connected a lot of dots.
Cause
for me.
I was like wondering, especially, and I, again, no psychiatrist, no psychology. I took a few courses in undergrad. Okay. I'm not qualified. Yeah. But just the amount of things that she said and things that he did, I was like, is there some kind of schizophrenic disorder in here? Because this is beyond just a pathological liar. Like this is, which.
Unwell. Like someone who is,
I don't know if that's
in
the
DSM-5.
Yeah. We have just like skimmed again. That's why we say you need to go watch the whole thing because just, there's so much I'm probably forgetting.
Then he also, like he hurts his knee, he loses his job. She finds out like she kind of has this like culmination of finding out all the stuff, and she like lightly confronts him and he denies it, and she's like, "Get out of my house!" And so she kicks him out. She says, "If you don't get out now, I will beat you like the bitch you are." And I was like.
Because he had been basically deteriorating in this guest room that he's sleeping in, peeing in Powerade bottles.
Yeah, he's losing like
weight really fast.
She was like, I think he has cancer. Like he was just like rapidly losing weight at an unhealthy, alarming rate.
Yeah, hard to like get up and walk and do stuff, like in a lot of pain. And I'm just like,
and subsequently it came out like, okay, this is alleged and like, I feel a little weird saying this without knowing this for sure, but it would explain the weight loss. Somebody found him in a local Atlanta HIV support group. So like she did find out that he was sleeping with a sex worker on her. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, even if it wasn't from the sex worker, like he clearly was cheating on her with people. So like, maybe it's a blessing that he stopped sleeping with her because maybe that's what happened was that he
contracted something.
Contracted something. But that's pure speculation, yeah. And I don't want to stigmatize. This is why people, if you are sleeping with people, be on prep. Even if you're not gay. It's very pushed in the gay community, but everybody is susceptible to HIV, so.
Yes. Yeah, when she was saying, I was like, I feel like there's something else going on here, not just a knee. Like, a knee, you know, I've had a knee injury, and they suck, but like, all the weight loss and the...
The only thing I could think is with the loss of appetite is that it was some sort of autoimmune disorder because like that can affect your joints. So that would explain the knee pain. And then like if he was so like if he had like ulcerative colitis or Crohn's or something like that, then that would also explain the weight loss.
Yeah. Did she say he ever went to the doctor or he just was like
he told me he did, but there's no way he lost his job. So he didn't have health insurance.
Yeah, true.
So she kicks him out. They're trying to get a divorce, and she finds out that he has nowhere to go. He's living in his car. There's this big confrontation that I have mixed feelings about, which maybe we can talk about. But basically, the police.
Mara, what do you mean? He living in his car. He basically had a house and was just like renting a studio for funsies.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot that he had, allegedly now he says that he had a house the whole time.
Because, spoiler alert, some raggedy hoe made it her duty to go find who, because Risa never says his real name. She calls him Legion, which is that Legion? I only know this from the comments. Legion of, what is it? It's from the Bible.
She says it that's refers why. To yeah, demons. There's a demon in the Bible who just says, my name is Legion. And I think because his real name, his nickname is Rome. So like Roman Legion, Legion, okay. Demon. Like I think it just all came together. It was her being witty.
And, you know, to not name him, and someone was like, I found him. And so now he is on the internet flapping his lying ass gums about Netflix. I'm doing a special with Netflix. And he's like, wow, you really just do this for fun. You really just do. He photoshopping himself into a Netflix background.
He loves a Google image reverse search. He
now women be wary of a man who has a printer and also just access to the internet.
He doesn't have a job. He is unhoused. He's living in his car. There's this big confrontation where he tries to come back to the house while they're getting a divorce. The police come because he has a warrant out for violating probation and take him away. She has his car payments weren't being made, so they come and take the car away. And he's just like,
tell me your thoughts on this confrontation.
I guess I struggle a little bit. So she works for the police. She clearly is like complicit in the police state, which I find a little iffy. And she then uses the fact that he has an expired warrant, it turns out, to have him arrested. And then as a result of that, he loses the only possessions he had left. I get that he's a piece of shit, but I just don't know that anybody deserves that. Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
No, I'm not saying he should have been allowed to come back and live with her. That's crazy. That would have been so dangerous. But like, I don't know. Doesn't everybody deserve the right to shelter? And like, isn't this using the police state in a way that's kind of like, if we were neutral on him, we would say that was fucked up.
Yes, this is true.
So I don't know.
That's valid. A different perspective.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm firmly on Team Risa Tisa. I just think it's like that. And then some of her like trad wife stuff that she talks about, I'm just like.
It's that. Yes, let's talk about that and the whole Christianity, how it plays into it. Because I very much, like you said, a lot of people haven't talked. I've seen a couple of TikToks mention that. But because when I was listening, I was like,
this is some church bullshit right here. Mm-hmm. Every move she made, I think, was motivated by shame at being the age she was and not being married. Mm-hmm. And then living with someone unmarried.
I mean, those are very big. I mean, my mom used to say, be shacking up with no man that's living in sin.
They buy the cow if they can get the milk for free.
And, you know. But it's just so like, wild to me that she started, because they could have, you know, I know it was lockdown time and I have a different perspective because I was locked down with my spouse.
I was locked down. And so
I'm sure that is lonely, but also like to just start dating a person, I would be like, we would just have to be FaceTime dating. Like you could still be talking to someone and he didn't have to. It's just so interesting to me that she had all, like all of the other things were so motivated by, I mean, I think initially getting to relationship also motivated by religion, but to have someone moving with you 2 weeks after meeting them and knowing that this is what you care about, like being married first and then all of that is wild.
I think and she says this throughout that she was desperate. I think she thought this is somebody who is doing well for himself. Oh, we should mention on their first date, she blew out her tire, which certainly was, if there is a God, him trying to save her. But Legion came and changed her tire for her and took her to the tire shop and paid for her to get a new tire.
Yep.
So like, she thought like, this is a man who has some money.
He gonna take care of me.
Yeah, we have the same values. And like, especially she's a plus size woman and I definitely like in the church, and she's like, she's clearly very smart, like very articulate, funny. She has a great personality. Like, but she's like she's a strong flavor. And I really related to that. Like the feeling of being plus size and a strong flavor as a Christian woman in the South, it's just like the number of men who are into that is very small.
Mm.
And I remember me and my best friend had this conversation one day where we were talking about trying to date in evangelicalism. And it was just like, well, they don't want us. Like, we just had this moment of realizing, like,
they don't want what we have. Small woman, you know,
they want like a little, we call them church mice, like waify.
Small and
just like, they don't take up much space physically, emotionally, mentally. They're just
very
small.
Interesting. Also in thinking about Mormonism, when conversations I've seen on TikTok with like, why are these Mormon women so, and not like, oh, sorry, I keep hitting my mic. Other people aren't pretty, but you see, especially Mormons on TikTok, very done up, hair extensions. And then good like job. Something like, I watch Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Mm-hmm. And one who was a Mormon, and I mean, some of the women on there are Mormon, and she has like, what do you call those, med spa where you do like Botox and stuff, and her business is booming because all the more like these women are expected to uphold this like standard of looking young and youthful and staying slim. So that, because I guess that's
evangelical your value thing. As a woman.
Oh,
it's like what you are bringing to the table is your submission and your beauty.
Mm.
And your childbearingness, I guess, like that's such a big part of what you're bringing. And so if you don't have the conventional look,
mm-hmm.
it is hard to find men in that space who are into that. And especially if you layer on top of that being any kind of outspoken woman or smart, or she clearly like had a college degree and like had a career, even if she like maybe didn't pay well, but it was a career. Like, I just don't think... it's like not what men in that space want. So I think her finding somebody who had that kind of like social cachet, she thought of like, he's a VP of ranch. He's buying this car. He's buying these houses and he wants me. Like he wants me and he wants to build a life with me. I think that was really hard for her to look past. Like that was so what she wanted to be true.
Yeah.
And I think it was hard for her to question it. And it's not like people saying like, what VP would want someone who looks like that? Listen, as somebody who's been on these dating, like they may not, men like what they like. Okay. People like what they like. It's exactly. not implausible to me. It's just more like, yeah, I don't know. I find that to be very rude. Those comments.
Yes.
But yeah, anyway, I just think she, like, in addition to, you know, many women who are in their late 30s and want a family start feeling the time clicking away. So, like, I think there's some normal, like, quote-unquote desperation factors at play. But I think her being a plus-size woman in the church and having her kind of big personality, I think also her dating options in the church have been very limited.
Mm-hmm.
Likely.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And also just makes me so sad not just for her, just for women in general, the amount I see who, like, not like this is coming from some super, super confident Carrie, okay? That's not me. But who put really put their value, or like a part of their value, is if they are partnered with a man. And I'm like, yeah. Girl, they ain't shit.
Well, they're especially bums. Like, if that's your, like, and women are very much taught, like, your value is to be a wife and mother, and then you are not what is wanted for that. Ugh.
Yeah.
That is hard. Like,
it's you were put on this earth to be married, to be a helpmate.
Yes.
To have children, to be a mother.
Mm-hmm.
You came from his rib.
Yeah. And then you aren't that. Like, I know, I still know some women who are in the evangelical church and they will never find a partner because they are too smart or too vivacious or whatever for what is expected in that culture. And they are going to die alone. And there's no reason for it because they're great. Like, they would have no problem finding a partner outside of the church.
Outside.
Ugh, it's just like, I hate, like, this makes me so sad for you because you're amazing. There's no reason why you shouldn't be married with kids if you were looking outside of this dating pool.
Mm. Yeah.
So I really felt for her throughout, like, I get her mindset. I mean, it's crazy. She really should have.
Yes.
She was definitely naive in a lot of respects and was hearing what she wanted to hear, especially when she started realizing he was lying to her and she was consciously aware of it and still proceeded. That is pretty crazy.
It's different when you suspect and you can't prove, but seeing concrete proof, multiple, like, not just one thing. I'm like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
What's going on?
It's like, I don't know. We all are able to make ourselves believe things that are just what we need to believe, you know?
Yes. As you said earlier, it's definitely easier now as an outsider. And she's just giving us this story, like, back to back. This isn't spread over months. This isn't like with someone with a charming personality or whatever around you when it was, when it was good and you hang on to those moments like, well, he still did this and I'm not alone. So I'm trying to think if there are any more diabolical moments that really stuck out to me. The car obviously bothered me, the miscarriage.
Lying about your dead relatives was pretty wild.
And the fucking grave killed me. Oh, that, with the miscarriage, the fact that, didn't they go out for his birthday dinner first and then she had to go back and take the pills?
It was poetic that she then kicked him out on his birthday.
Yes. So I'm trying to think of all the, I think we hit the highlights. I was the trying to just.
The stuff was pretty funny because her name was Peaches and Peaches? She was only charging $40 for a handy. And I was like, Peaches, girl, you gotta
up them rates.
Come on.
I appreciate you trying to be economical. That is so
especially kind, these courteous times, you know.
But you got to charge your worth, queen.
Yeah.
It's too low.
You can't lower the prices and the whole, it affects the whole marketplace, Peaches. You got to.
Exactly. With the conversations, obviously everybody's still been talking about it. And there was, so he had two ex-wives and I can't remember, I don't think we had their names. But one, LaToya, came on social media.
Yeah.
And made a story and I watched it. But then she was like, that's all I'm going to say. I'm not singing anymore. I'm healing. But now I see that she's apparently doing an interview with Tasha K and I'm like,
yeah, I think she.
I thought you were healing, sister.
You know, maybe it all, you know, give her the benefit of the doubt. Maybe it kind of reopened it all and like.
I'm.
She felt like she couldn't talk about it before now.
Yeah. The. Because
I'm sure she has like, some stories.
Any person who's like talking negatively about Risa Tisa, I'm like. DC, me, I'm like, girl, what did you see in Legion? Not what did he see in her?
Oh, it's very clear what he saw in her. She seems like a catch.
Yes, I'm like, him? Okay. Obviously, he probably looked different. He's tall.
He is 6'4". That is, I think, the main thing he brings to the relationship.
He is tall. And obviously he has some charisma somewhere in there in his to be able to be lying so much and
I mean
convincing her and these other women that he's been married to it. So it wasn't just her. He's long practiced at this game.
Yeah. I did see some clips of him with that guy. Bless the soul of that guy who interviewed him. Cause you could just see the empty look in his eye of like,
he was like, oh, so, and he was like, no, this is why just watching him lie. He's like, uh-huh.
And he is very like, he doesn't miss a beat.
He's got something for something, everything.
Everything.
And now, he's like, oh,
crazy answers now knowing what we know.
But he like, has, there's never a I don't know or a, it's just like instant. And he can start explaining away every single thing. And you're like, Yeah.
He's like,
that's how it is.
Yeah, the interviewer was like, so like, could you show us a picture when you played arena football? And he's like, no, the owners have asked me not to, and actually I can't because I signed an NDA. And, you know, I also just don't think it's right to take money, food from the guys who are playing now because people are returning their tickets. And it's just like, like, he just went like,
kept going. It's like, you're like, okay.
Yeah. And like, and she, both the women who came out said that he just like buries you with like a barrage of words. And I'm like, okay, I kind of get what they're saying mm-hmm. of like, he just like, there's no hesitation. There's, he just goes and goes. And you're like,
he's so confident in it. Okay.
And that's where I think some of the schizoaffectiveness may come in of like, I wonder if he really does believe some of it.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. Funny.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. Watching him answer, I'm just like, wow. Cause it's never like, I don't, you know, I don't, it's never that. It's always, oh yeah, let me tell you. And then 10 minutes of words and you're like, oh.
And you're like,
okay. Not unrelated. Oh, the other diabolical thing that Miss Ma'am always wanted to go to London and Paris. Belle, two of my favorite cities. I know people like to shit on Paris. I loved Paris. I love London. This man printed out an itinerary. It's not a flight. You know, he had that printer. Yeah. Printed out an itinerary that was, I think it was just for London. Yeah. Like, oh, we're going. I'm taking you on your trip. We're going to do all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Yes, the Savoy.
Yeah. I stayed there for two nights for my 35th birthday. And she is right. It was bougie.
Bougie. I wish I could. And do you think that was a real trip that was booked that happened? No. I don't condone violence. Yes, I do. But I would have had to, you were not going to be playing with me like that.
No.
The car, you would have already been laid out. And if somehow you bamboozled me into staying with you past that, and then you set me up knowing my dream, my top destination, my bucket list, and you're like, I'm going to take you there? And then nothing.
Oh. Do you know the other really sick thing he did that we didn't talk about? So he had what he told her was his aunt in Augusta, but was actually his mom's best friend. And they had met. So she had met the aunt when she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And he told the aunt that she had the baby.
Oh, yeah.
He told that whole part of his like family / like familial relationships that he had a baby with her, that she didn't have a miscarriage, that they had a son, and that he was going to leave her and take this kid. And so the aunt calls her like, whatever happened to the baby? Like, we really want to meet him. And she has to tell them like, I had a miscarriage a year ago. Like, there is no baby. Like, what?
I forgot that. Insanity.
What?
No, head full of mush. Wow.
Yeah. That's pretty fucked. That's definitely high on the list of being pretty fucked up.
Did she say she went to therapy?
Has she been to therapy? I don't remember.
I feel like that would leave me with a lot of things to work through.
I mean, she says multiple times she can't remember who she was before this happened to her. And I'm like,
imagine.
That makes sense. Because, like, you would just, I think it would really break your relationship of trust with yourself.
Yes. Be like, how did I not see it? How did I allow all of this to happen?
Well, because she's keeping audio diaries throughout. That's part of why she handled it so well. Because she knew something wasn't right, but she wasn't trusting her own intuition.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Yeah. She was like, no, you know, this is my husband. This is my man.
Oh, yeah. She wasn't telling people what was going on. Because you're not supposed to talk about what goes on.
I saw a TikTok. Someone was like, and this is why you absolutely need to be telling your friends your business. Because if she had been telling her friends, they'd be like, girl. Sister. And I agree. Like, every single thing in your, like, relationship you should run to. Because, obviously, you know, especially your family and friends are going to remember. They're going to be like, oh, you remember that time? So, like, every single thing. But, like, after a few of the, I would have been like, friend, can I,
it's a danger,
let me tell you a few things. I'm feeling, I want to see am I crazy? Am I overreacting? And they would have been like, girl, one, where is this printer?
You need to back this printer up.
Let's go. Where's this job? When she was like, take me to, when he pointed out the building where he worked, and she was like, yeah, take me there. And he's like, I have the key to my office, but not the key to, like, the building. And then the security man, he's not there right now. And, I wish she had been telling someone. Cause,
well, even the car thing, wouldn't that make, like, if you were getting an Audi.
Yes.
Telling everybody about it, and then I would be like, hey girl, like, can I see the new car? Like, can you take me for a ride? And you'd be like,
so
it just never showed up. And
what do you mean? You got a different one, or you had to go pick it up, or like, what's going on? Is it back ordered? Like, something. And who's to say that she would have listened? I would hope, but who's to say if she would have listened to anybody? I don't know.
Well,
I feel like at some point she might have been like, okay. But
I think even just having somebody to bounce that off of, and even if they weren't like, get away, just being like, wow, that's strange.
Yeah.
Or like, that's kind of unusual. Like, I can't imagine my husband doing that. Like, just even a little bit of that feedback, I think would have been helpful to her.
Yes. Like, then her making her audio and being like, huh, that is strange now that she mentioned it.
Yeah.
And then he did this again. And maybe there would have been, that would have been more helpful for, like, her recognizing these patterns, especially with, God damn it, with those fucking houses.
With the freaking houses, yeah.
I just want to talk to the realtors. I love how people immediately were, like, casting what the adaptation, who the actresses are going to be.
Yeah.
And someone was like, do not let Tyler Perry put his hands on this project.
Tyler Perry,
like,
do this.
No, this needs to be a Shonda Rhimes production, please.
Shonda Rhimes or nothing.
Just what a diabolical demon legion.
What a soap opera. I want nothing but good things for Miss Risa.
I know. Wasn't there a video? I don't know if because I saw a lot of people, even the creator of a skincare brand that I like, Naturium, was like, I want to send her to Paris and London. I'm like, I need y'all to stop lying. Is somebody sending her there? Because I feel like
Delta said that they would cover her first class trip. And then I think Hilton said that they would let her stay wherever on them. So I think it's happening.
I hope so. That would also be smart branding. I mean, not like they need
BMW
help.
Has knocked on her, that dark blue BMW with the cognac interiors is a major L for them.
Well, one, because it's like, okay, no, the brand is not, it's not like a requirement, obviously, or like, you're terrible if you didn't. But they made the TikTok and like tagging her and like the exact one. Don't do that if you're not planning on getting it.
It's a gift of marketing. Like, it's native, organic marketing.
Y'all can't
marketing.
Write that off on your damn taxes. Because, then now everyone's going to be like, ooh, that's my new dream ride, too. I want that navy blue BMW X5 with a cognac interior.
Yeah.
And then I think they just like deleted the TikTok. I'm like, y'all are stupid.
They're dumb. They're too dumb to know when a good, like Stanley Cup. That was the correct, when that woman's car caught on fire and the only thing that survived was the Stanley Cup, immediately.
Genius.
Here's a new car. Like, yeah.
I'm like, it's not like y'all don't have the money. These aren't some small, these are multi-billion dollar brands. Y'all, and it's not like it's not a write-off.
And you can't pay for that kind of integrated organic.
Literally. I mean, the entire world is talking about this. I feel like someone showed took a screenshot of like watching the what's it called? Arena football trend on Google search.
I saw that.
I'm like, that's crazy. Y'all, this is your time to capitalize off of that. Nothing.
I've seen people like making TikToks, seeing people like have it, like watching it on their lunch break. Like,
yes, like there was like, there's videos of people like on the girls' trip. We put it on the TV.
I've seen like when your man's on part 50 and it's like this guy looking at his phone crying.
I was summarizing every couple parts for Andrew and I was like, oh, and then.
Yeah. And she's such a good storyteller. That's part of it.
And she did it like 3 days.
Book and do the audio. I will listen to the whole thing because that's going to be amazing. But like she would constantly be like, remember that or stay with me. And she would just like the way she would constantly be like, okay, I know this seems like a lot of detail, but you need to know this. And I'm just like, okay, don't worry. I am tuned in. Like,
I'm locked in.
Already, don't worry.
Every couple parts, I would send a voice note to my friend. I was like, "Girl, I know you did not just." So, like, don't worry. Yeah, she's a great storyteller. She does so much better than majority of TikToks who will start in someone's part two, and then you're going to look for it, and it's not up. She put out 52 parts in like 36, like 72 hours.
Always in the car. That woman is always driving. Not looking at the road. No hands on the steering wheel. Just looking directly into the camera.
I will say, I was like, girl, you're making me nervous, but I had to look past it and just listen. Because most of the time I had it on while I was doing something. So I was like, okay, I'm not gonna look because she's stressing me out.
She's stressing me out, yeah.
But oh my gosh, incredible, and still has the world. And now she's doing like press and stuff, and like, good for her.
She did this photo shoot and she was wearing this purple knitted like cardigan dress.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna try to find a pattern because it was beautiful and I was like, I want one of those.
I haven't seen it. And I hope she, if she still wants to find a man, because I don't know, that might have traumatized me for life against men, she finds someone that's actually not a liar and is worthy.
I would love for her to get a matchmaker.
Oh my God, that could be a cool reality show.
Oh my gosh, I would watch the shit out of that. Yes.
Like a matchmaker for like Finding Love for Risa Tisa or something. Like, I don't know the name for it because the name of her series was Who the Fuck Did I Marry? So I don't know if you could spin that off for like a matchmaking series, but I would watch that. I watched the heck
out of
it.
Will I Marry?
Yes. Netflix.
Get on it. Oh my God.
Yes.
Because she does, Matchmaker,
make me a match.
I don't know. Yeah. She deserves a good, just like, solid, down-to-earth guy. That's, I think, what she needs. Somebody who's, maybe he's not the VP of Ranch, but, you know, he just has, like, maybe he's like an accountant, you know? Like,
you know? But I need them to actually do their, because these Netflix of these reality shows are getting messier by the season, and do their due diligence in investigating these people, and not, because I'm tired of these shows. Like, I'm watching Love is Blind. I'm like, you know, these, if you would have looked, half of these people are in relationships and don't want to get married. I need y'all to do better.
Because they know it'll be good drama.
Yes. And we don't want that. No, we want actual love matches for Risa. Don't be playing.
No, we want just some boring, salt of the earth dudes. You know, if she's not able to have kids, maybe he can, you know, maybe he has kids and she could be a stepmom.
Yes.
You know,
whatever she wants. We need wholesome, good people, not out here trying to get popular on social media or promote a business.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what we hope for you, girl.
We hope, thank you for the hours of entertainment at your expense. And yeah. Wishing her the best.
Truly. And here, she deserves.
Just a parting piece of advice for folks. Reverse image search is your friend.
Yes. And
that's what we'll say.
Yes. Oh my God. Ask questions. Don't take printed documents at face value.
If he has a printer, ask yourself why.
Exactly. In this day and age, why does he have a printer?
I have a printer because I print out sewing patterns on them, but that's the only reason I have a printer. Yeah. So he needs to have a reason why he has a printer.
Mm-hmm. Always ask questions.
Yeah.
But wow, what a time. What a time.
What a beautiful story to bring the internet together. Oh, well, Jess, where can people find you, if at all?
Mostly, you know, I'm kind of hibernating, but I'm most active, sadly, on Patreon, but I still post here and there on Instagram, Said by Jess, TikTok. I'm more of a watcher, but you can follow me there, Said by Jess. Those are the main places at the moment. Obviously, YouTube, Jess Owens sometimes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, me and the internet, I've been taking, just being less of a creator on it. I still am, but more of a viewer. But anywhoomst, what about you?
Same. You can find me at Books Like Woe on YouTube mostly. Occasionally Instagram, Goodreads. Yeah, I'm trying to stay off the internet for the most part.
Knit because another sweater.
I'm knitting.
Or is that a shirt? What do you mean?
This is a shirt. This is a linen cotton blend.
Ooh.
Yeah. Trying to maintain some balance and sanity. We'll see how that goes.
I hear you. This majority of this weekend, I've just been laying in bed reading fanfic, and it's been delightful.
As you should.
I'm just like, that's where I'm going after this. I'm going to right back in bed.
Yeah.
Because I've got to get back to the slave work tomorrow.
Yeah. We have to go back to the salt mines. But well, in the meantime, we will try to scrounge up some more spoons for another episode. Who knows when? You'll know when we know.
Yeah. Till then.
See you next time.
Bye. Bye.